more on this today, Monday. We'll feast in the rest of this week. I'll share, I'll be camping this week. So I wanted to share a little bit about what that means to prepare for my camping. I start camping tomorrow. But I gotta prepare myself to make sure I have things I need. The things I want, I guess, because we're camping. We're at this camp. Alright. So what are things that I need? Because I'm gonna be, you know, in the Boundary Waters for 3 nights. What are some things I'm gonna need to drink? Food. My mother's coming. Mother got it. What else? My pillow. Actually, I'll use my life jacket as my pillow. I try to take the less stuff I can. But I agree, that's pillow. Yep. Sleeping bag, yes. Thank you. Water, very good. Very good water. We have to have water over there, of course. Yep. A what?
A boat.
A boat. We'll be using a canoe. Of a canoe, yeah, because we can't use the engine back there. Yep.
A tent.
A tent, yeah. We'll have a couple tents. Thank you. Yeah. Do you guys know it might rain this week? Yeah, I should probably have some good things to wear if it's raining. One other one, yep. Flashlight, thank you. That's one that we need to have. Because when the sun sets, you can't see, right, at night. So I'm reminding me, poor Matt, I need my batteries, flashlight, lamp. Because I've done it before where, I forget things. And if I don't have a light at night, trip, lose things, you don't know where you're going. So that's a good one. Let's give one more. We'll get the gospel today. Yep. Sometimes you have to prepare well. Just make sure your tent is good, that you're not, you know, waking up in the lake with your tent. Right? And we'll also be going fishing, so hopefully we'll get some good food that way as well. So the light, I like the light because that's what Jesus talked about today. And, you know, you think when every morning we wake up, we see that we see this magnificent thing when the sun rises. And every night, you know, if we need to go outside, like if you're driving and it's dark, we'll move in your car and they have lights. Or we come into the house or the church with lights so that we can see. Right? And Jesus was saying, in our lives, our faith, our spiritual life, we have some darkness in our world that can be bad. I mean, people that are hateful, or people that don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus, that He wants us to show our light for other people. So it's an image that Jesus is teaching. That we have our light in our hearts to put it on the stand. I guess our stand here would be editor of St. Thomas Aquinas School. That, you know, we're welcome with each other, we're with good behavior with each other, we're helping each other come to Mass. That we want to share the good news and the light of Jesus Christ to show His mission and His opportunity to see, even if it's dark. Please stand and offer a prayer.